Joey Santiago, David Lovering, and Black Francis, the Pixies. Sorry, Pixies. Already stuffed it up. How are you guys going?
Good. Is it the Pixies or Pixies?
I like it with the.
You prefer the?
Yeah, it was that time when everybody was not using that
article. Word. That word.
That word, the.
Ah, so yeah. Since then, I guess there's, you know, it's been a few years to pick and choose, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've always said the.
Me too.
Just in conversation, okay. Though. But.
Sure. Or da, I like da Pixie.
Well, that's got a good sort of European feel as well.
Da Pixie.
Wasn't it
or
like...
just without just singing da Pixie, favorite da, group, da
das,
Pixie.
Das Pixie?
Das Pixies.
Was it, because it wasn't at the Netherlands where you first started playing massive shows, so it would be sort of more appropriate to have a European tinge?
Maybe? I think European tinge is...
I say, yeah, man. Pixies.
That was more Caribbean, I think. Anyway, you're in town again for the, I mean, you've been blessing us since 2007, like four times I think you've been here, which is excellent. And now we've got new songs as well, which I'm very excited to get to play them on the radio. How have these shows at the Opera House been?
Well, what a classy joint that is.
How does it compare to Jack's Lounge in Cambridge, Massachusetts?
Well, how does it compare?
More people.
More people.
That show.
Less friends.
Less friends, but more people. That was like, was that your first show at Jack's Lounge?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a time then in 86 or 87, maybe playing at CBGB's, that you thought the Sydney Opera House is the right place for the Pixies to play?
I don't know that we would have even heard of the Sydney Opera House at that point in our life. But maybe, I don't know.
I first heard it on Finding Nemo.
Oh, that's right, it is, yeah. Yeah.
Is that how many Americans find out about Sydney Opera House?
Maybe. That's how we find out about everything.
Disney and Pixar as the way of finding out about the world. And fish, yeah, exactly. Is there an opera house in Cambridge, in Massachusetts, anything like that?
I suppose there must be.
The
is it called the Opera House?
It's the
not the Orpheum, but the other one next to it down the street.
I lived right next to it.
And now here you are playing in ours.
Remember?
Which is lovely.
In Westland and... Mm-hmm. What's it called? The Symphony.
Ah, oh, beautiful.
Symphony something.
How have the new songs been going down here in Australia?
I think well, yeah. People seem to be singing along, enjoying it. We've been playing them enough now. I think we're playing them a lot better.
When you went on the hiatus for a bit, there was like you all kind of continued making music and doing other creative things and magic, which we'll get to at some point, right. Mr. Lovering. But what was the point where you thought, yeah, Pixies are going to start writing new songs?
I don't know. I don't recall the date. Like, it was about 4 p.m.
Okay.
Pre-cocktail. You know what I mean? Sort of that kind of hour. The sun beginning to go down a little bit.
Yeah, that is a good cocktail.
Anticipation.
It's quite appropriate because the sun has started to go down this afternoon. So I'm going to play What Goes Boom, the first song off Indy Cindy, if that's all right with you guys.
Sure.
And I've got Pixies in the studio. Let us know if you are heading along to the last show tonight at the Sydney Opera House. And we'll be back in a second with Black Francis, David Lovering, and Joey Santiago on Triple J. Triple J, that is What Goes Boom off Indy Cindy.
Wow, what a track, huh?
Wow. Yeah. Just those.
I've been playing the wrong first note.
Oh, really?
For tonight's going to be the debut right note.
Is that
it
you,
still sounds good, you know, from B to E. It's close.
Is it your? Are you playing the metal riff or the crazy stuff in the background?
The crazy, you know,
yeah.
The stuff that sounds like it's falling down the stairs.
And Frank, that is your metal riff then, or metal-ish riff.
Yeah, it's really almost more like a bass line kind of played on a guitar string.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
It's just, you know, just the root note is all it is.
It does have that, that sort of heavy stuff and crazy stuff going on that then breaks into that sweet melody, which I guess was a Pixie trademark then picked up on and inspired so many bands. Like, you can hear Weezer in that, you can definitely hear Nirvana in that stuff, and you guys are still making it.
That's just what we do. That's just how it is.
We were influenced by Nirvana. by talking to him. I met him at a cocktail lounge once again.
Post 4 p.m.
You know, as we do, and they explained what they were going to do, and we had a meeting. And
they hadn't done it yet.
Yeah, well, we beat them to it.
Ah, see, that's smart. You talk to the bands before they record their stuff, and then you do it first.
Yeah.
Do you reckon there'd be people listening to Indie Cindy going, this is good, but it's kind of derivative of a lot of stuff which you guys actually inspired originally?
Like probably.
Some weird sort of, what's that, Aruburus, the snake that eats its own tail?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Now, that was, so it's a bunch of EPs that end up conglomerating into an album. Along with those new songs for this tour, you have a new bass player, Paz, which is great. I do remember, though, at the 2007 shows, I think it was then, or maybe the Doolittle tour, you guys ended with Kim Deal saying, good night, Charles.
Oh, when we were saying good night to each other. Good night, Joey. Yeah. Good night, David. Good night, Joey.
Yeah, you would all say it. So does Paz do that on stage?
No.
We haven't done that shtick. I think we retired that shtick.
Okay.
Yeah. We're looking for our new shtick.
What could it be?
Exactly.
If anyone's got any suggestions, I've got Pixies in the studio. Mm-hmm. Is it all cool with Kim? She left to do solo stuff and Breeders stuff.
It's totally cool, man. Everything is all right. Look,
you've probably talked about it a lot, but it was like when you were doing rehearsals and recording for this album that it happened.
Oh, when she left the group?
Yeah.
It was coffee. We were having coffee before the cocktails.
It was in the morning hours. It was at a Costa coffee shop on the high street, as they call it.
I think they're planning on making it a museum now.
Because of that event?
Yeah.
They should. That's beautiful.
Our mugs are going to be in this glass case.
There would be other parts of your life that could be put into museums. Wasn't there a rehearsal studio that smelled like sewerage?
Oh, that's, yeah, one of our first one, I think.
I just visited, not really? When I was in Boston about a week ago, I happened to get out of the Uber car right in front of it with all my kids. I was like, that's where we used to practice.
Wow. I wonder if it still is. I don't know about that area or not. But
it looks like it still is. I mean, that it could be, but I don't know.
I got beat up on the restaurant upstairs.
I told my kids that. I said, Joey got
two people
decked right up there.
Two guys.
On top of your rehearsal studio. That's...
It was like I was like a CIA agent. One guy held my arms while the other guy proceeded to punch me.
Oh, that's no good.
Nah.
There was an actual sewer cap in our rehearsal room.
What there was right in the middle of the room.
Did you get it cheaper because of that?
I don't remember. It was so. It was cheap rent, yeah. But it was interesting just for the fact that I had fiber cases, those cardboard fiber cases for drums, and they were in there for the time. I don't know how many months we were there. But they stood in there, and then when I took them out for about a year afterwards, you could smell the fiber cases, and they smelled like the room. So.
In the studio, I've got Black Francis, Joey Santiago, and David Lovering from Pixies, from The Pixies. You guys are in Australia, and I didn't know until this tour, David, that you are a magician.
Yes, I am.
I used to open for Frank Black doing magic.
I did. Yeah. I did a tour, yeah.
So
I'm good at two voices too. Ventriloquism.
Is it magic? What is scientific? I'm quite a big fan of various magics, but what scientific phenomenalist stuff? What does that?
My stage show is more something that I wear a lab coat and I do science and physics experiments.
Yeah, he does.
These voices in my head.
But they get. I don't tell them everybody I'm a magician, but the experiments get a little wilder and wilder.
Was there friends of mine who went to the show last night said that there was some magic on stage?
Oh,
a little sort of before you came and did the song that you sing, the La 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 Love You song. Was there?
Oh yes, I magically I hurt myself during the show, okay. And I was able to magically repair it, my wound. And
good, I like that story. All right, Triple J, people coming in. We had someone who got to see you guys two nights in a row at the Opera House. They rock like no other, so you can appreciate the fine guitar. Very nice. There's someone on the line here, Belinda from Campbelltown. You went with your boyfriend for the first time ever seeing Pixies.
Yes, I did.
Hey, say good day to Pixies. They're in the studio.
Hi, Campbelltown.
Hi, Belinda.
Hi.
Did he propose to you? Because there was a proposal.
Oh, no, that wasn't me, unfortunately.
Well, now you've ruined their relationship. So how was the Pixies?
It was probably one of the best gigs I've ever been to in my life.
No, get out of town, really?
No, it was. I lost my shit and I cried. Oh. So there you go.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Can you please put that on the next tour poster that you guys do? I lost my shit and I cried.
Hey, so, AC/DC did that to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I like how, like, it's the Opera House. You're supposed to sit down, but apparently a lot of people are getting up and going to the sides and dancing. Were you a dancer or a sitter?
We did. I got up and I danced.
I hope that you'll come again the next time we're in town.
I will, definitely. Definitely.
It would be, we'll do some different stuff then.
Oh, wow. You did lots of different stuff on the weekend. It was awesome.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
All different albums. I loved it. I loved it.
Did you go last night?
No, I went Saturday night.
Oh, you missed
Oh, dear. You don't want to get jealous here, Belinda. It's all right.
Last night we did all cover songs. So
oh, really?
You came on the
that
good night. Don't
awesome.
Worry. You came on the good night.
We were DCAC, the cover band.
Beautiful. Hey, there you go. Well, I'm going to play some songs right now that aren't the Pixies, and we'll be back with the Pixies. Belinda, have a lovely afternoon.
You all right. too. Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Bye, Belinda.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I love you.
We love you, too.
We love you.
Oh.
She's crying again, I think. Oh.
Pixies in the studio. You just mentioned Frank. Sorry, should I call you Black Francis or Frank Black or Charles? No, you don't mind.
Go ahead. Go for it.
Sir.
There you go.
When Sir was talking to Belinda before, you know, you mentioned next time you come, you know, you'll play different songs when you come back. So is there a plan to bring more Pixies back to Australia?
I don't know the date yet, but I would imagine it is being discussed in the offices of our representation.
That is a good thing. I guess since you're all obviously, you know, you're doing these interviews together and you're all, you know, very much presenting as a band, that means that, like, there's an idea for the Pixies in the long haul?
In the long haul? I mean, we're kind of smack dab in the middle of the long haul here.
But with a new, you know, your first new music in like 14, 15 years, no, longer than that.
First record in 36 years, I think it is.
14 years, yes.
Hey, can you get my mother on the phone?
Absolutely. What's her number?
Richmond 5.
She's
going to
have some. It might be embarrassing questions for me.
What were some questions she would ask?
Why haven't you called in a while?
Mrs. Santiago, we are calling you right now from Australian radio. So come on. No, that's all right. Hey, but what about, as Belinda was saying, she very much enjoyed the songs that you chose on the Saturday night gig. Being that you did an entire tour just playing the Doolittle stuff, or predominantly, how do you choose how to structure a Pixie set, especially with all of Indie Cindy?
Well, David did these set lists.
And there's a variety of ways, too. But it's always different. There's always a different night.
And sometimes Charles would change it up.
Wasn't there a tour where you guys just played in alphabetical order?
We did that at a show in London at the National Kilburn.
Yeah.
Did it work?
Did it work? Yes. Oh, yeah.
But I don't think we did it often. I think it was just maybe one time.
We did it twice. We did it frontwards and backwards.
That was it. Yeah.
Nice. I remember NoFX once did a show as Slow FX where they started with their slower songs.
We've done that, too.
Probably did it first.
I don't think anyone noticed.
Right. I'm talking to the Pixies. Their last show is tonight at the Sydney Opera House. Then what happens? What's the planning?
Did we do
the
that, Charles?
I've done that.
We went slow to fast?
I think so. I mean, I don't think I told anyone, but I think, you know, I've done that.
Put me in that camp that
you didn't know.
That I didn't know.
As you warmed up, you were like, this seems to be getting faster. Oh, that's good. That's good.
We're going to Barcelona to perform at the Primavera Festival.
Tomorrow. Actually flying there tomorrow.
Wow.
But we will be performing there on the Friday night, should anyone decide they want to take a trip to Barcelona. That's where we'll be on Friday evening.
Sounds beautiful. And do you get to go home at some point after that?
Not on Friday, no.
No, true. We talked about a lot of stuff in this chat. I wanted to talk about one other. In fact, I wanted to play a little game. Now, I know radio games can generally be pretty dumb, but this one...
I'm excited already.
This is good. All right. I'm just going to play the intro and see. It's, I mean, we get to... everyone's a winner because we get to hear a new song by the Pixies after this. So I'll just play the intro now.
G'day. Welcome. It's fantastic to have everyone here in the studio for our first ever episode of Deal or No Deal.
So I was just going to play you some grabs of music and you can just simply tell me deal or no deal.
Deal or no deal.
What does...
I guess Kim Deal or not Kim Deal.
Oh, right. Oh, I see. Okay. I thought, I was wondering if that's what's...
You thought, yeah. This song.
Oh, that's Jeremy.
Jeremy Deal?
No, not Jeremy Deal. Jeremy Dubs.
J-Dubs.
J-Dubs, yes. Yeah. He's a guitar player and a singer guy and he plays the key. He's a pretty good drummer, actually. Which is pretty cool because he's in a wheelchair, so he plays only with his hands. And he tilts the kick drum over on its side, and he kind of goes...
Like cocktail drumming. Sort of
yeah,
thing.
Exactly. Yeah, so like, he's a kind of a versatile, musician-y guy.
I know the answer. This is Joey. No deal.
So far, Joey's going to get this reward.
He's going to get this reward.
He's going to get to hear a Pixie song.
Fine, I'll play a Pixie song.
Try again
play
on the next one. Try again on the next. Let's try this again.
Okay, here we go.
Deal or no deal. Again, you know, you're probably... That's a Pixie song called Women of War, which we recorded a couple of months ago with our most recent bassist, Paz. David sings some background vocals on that
right,
one.
Yeah.
He does the kind of David Boy, you know, on the background there. And it was released as a one-sided vinyl...
like a deluxe edition.
Deluxe, thank you. Mm-hmm. Deluxe edition.
I know the answer. No deal.
I'm kind of warming up to this deal.
Yeah,
no deal. I see.
Yeah.
I like it now.
Good.
It took me like two or three times before I kind of was feeling it. You know what I mean? But now I'm. You have
thank
another
you
one that you don't have another one set up.
One more question.
I want that.
Now I'm guessing this is. Deal, as this is. Where is my mind?
Now you're just being silly.
But
I mean,
I'm excited because I'm going to see you guys play tonight.
Yeah.
If you were to play this song, does Paz do the high singing?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
This is Joey, and that's deal.
Correct. Well done.
I don't want to brag, but I'm better than these dolts.
Well, this is the thing. I think Charles is a little bit jealous of your success in the game.
What are you going to play for us now?
Well, I was going to play Bag Boy.
Sure. It's long.
And it has two videos. It's so long it has two
no
videos.
No deal.
And there is no deal in the field.
Oh, yeah. I guess you never answered that one.
On Triple J, this is Bag Boy. Charles, Joey, David, thank you so much for coming in. It was absolutely
thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.